Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The second year of the Holding Our Own ShopSoldotNet program has proven to be very successful. Using $310,000 in CARES Act funding from the city, this initiative was launched November 15th and runs through December 15th, motivating over $1 million in local spending through incentivizing dollars spent. As of December 9th, the Soldotnet Chamber announced that they've distributed 225,000 area shoppers with 85,000 remaining to be distributed. Shannon Davis with the Soldotnet Chamber said the end date is December 15th.
The 310,000 is about 50,000 more than we distributed last year. And the program has gone so smoothly this year, and everybody's been so joyful when they come into the office and receive their vouchers. We just want to make sure that we're getting that last $85,000 out into the public, because we don't want to leave any money on the table. This money is meant to be helping our local businesses and helping our residents have a joyous holiday season. We just really want to get the word out.
For $200 spent shopping in Soldotna, participants will receive a $100 voucher of their choice to spend at a local participating business by the end of 2021. 63 businesses are currently signed up to accept vouchers. Receipts to receive the $200 threshold to receive the $100 voucher can be found from any business in the city limits, but only discretionary spending counts toward the total. For the program, discretionary spending defined as non-essential, i.e., clothing, gifts, furniture, recreation, and entertainment. Davis also says,
we are recommending to people, if you're wanting to use those vouchers either for a Christmas present or to go shopping for Christmas presents, it might be a better idea at this point to come in and pick your voucher up in person. The mail is taking a little bit of extra time with all the big holiday rush. So if it's important to you to have it soon, just swing on by the chamber. We're here and we'll just put it right in your hand.
For more info, RadioKenai.com. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is awarding more than $2 million in grants to projects in Seattle, Tacoma, and Portland that will reduce diesel emissions from the region's existing fleet of older, dirtier engines and vehicles. An additional $2 million in grant funding was awarded for state-led emission reduction programs in Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. The funding is part of $77 million awarded nationwide through the 2021 Diesel Emission Reduction Act, or DERA. EPA Administrator Michael Regan said that cleaner trucks, buses, boats, and heavy equipment keep local economies thriving while better protecting the health of the people living and working near ports, schools, and along delivery routes. Combined with the $5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure law going into effect and alternative fuel school buses over the coming months and years, EPA is leading an unprecedented investment in cleaner air for communities across the country. More than $2 million in DERA state grants were awarded for diesel emission reduction programs, including just over $500,000 to the Alaska Energy Authority, who will replace prime power diesel engines in rural Alaska. And those engines typically run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and make the largest impact on air quality for a rural community. According to an EPA press release, DERA grants cover a wide range of projects to reduce diesel emissions, including upgrades to school buses, port equipment, and construction equipment. And many of the awards will support replacing older diesel equipment with zero-emission technologies. The grant-funded projects will reduce diesel pollution and benefit local communities, many of which are facing environmental justice concerns, according to the EPA press release.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.